This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
I want to speak now with Mr. Mbazi Mashilowa. He wrote an opinion piece. News 24, and I've seen it elsewhere. And he speaks about Tito Mboweni, of course, who recently passed on over the weekend. The country is still remembering him, celebrating him, and there are many ways of celebrating him. And of course, there's a sense that he was very active on social media in the last few hours that include his semi-retirement. He was semi-retired. Was he fully retired? Because I know he was doing some board work. He was still doing some advisor work with other institutions. But he has left government, as we know. He had a second stint during President Ramaphosa's presidency there, and he left. And, he was direct with his positions. He was direct with his views on a number of issues. He was direct with, if you want to speak about the GNU, as well, and direct with many other things. And so he's remembered fondly. He's remembered fondly by many that have engaged him on social media, largely on X, recently. And there are those, of course, that he has met in the political corridors, that at one point he had a rod, political rod, that is, for them. Did he spare his political rod? And at one point he would, as I pick up, patiently take them to school over a number of issues, more so economic issues. I had a conversation with him, actually, somewhere around COVID. There's an interview we did, which was probably 30 minutes or so that we did with him. I know that when we had that conversation, he even told me, hey, Chief, when is this thing ending? So that thing went for 45 minutes. So I agree with him. Because they were saying to me, his people, that he doesn't take interviews. I mean, they were saying, how did he take this interview? But so these are the matters. So I learned that, yeah, this is why it doesn't work. Like, hey, Chief, so when is this thing ending? You know, let me bring Mr. Mbazi Mashilowa to speak to me about this. Mr. Mashilowa, good evening and welcome.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you, appreciate your time. So and you, as the former premier of Gauteng, in your political journey, you must have had a number of opportunities to engage with the late Tito Mboweni.
Yes, indeed. I had a lot of engagement with him. First, when we were working on the RDP, the Reconstruction Development Document of the ANC, but also when we were working on the Ready to Govern Document of the ANC. But also, once he became the Minister of Labour, proposed by COSATU, because we didn't want to have Jay Naidu as the Minister of Labour, not because we thought that choice, but because we had realized that in many other African countries post-liberation, people had tended to use former general secretaries as people who should tone down the trade union movement. So that was the other thing, it's too cold. But also, furthermore, I engaged with him when he was the Minister of Labour, and we were developing the myriad of labor laws, Labor Relations Act, basic conditions of employment, employment equity, and so forth. I also engaged with him as a friend, but as I say in the article I wrote today, less as a friend, but more as Songa will say, Masebe, Vodzai, Sanafole, Misiela Namporosi, and all of those things.
Yes.
So that's really how I engage with him.
Now, just to go back on I see he's loaded for the work that he did there around in the Department of Labor. I know there's a lot of comments, there were a lot of perhaps in the political space, perhaps disagreements when he was governor. Or talk to us a bit about the work that he did, how instrumental he was there in the department.
Well, I think when he was the Minister of Labour, as I'm saying, all the labour laws that everyone today says they are the best in the country, he was involved in that. Not so much that he was involved, but that he put together a team of experienced people. Sipho Pijana as the Director General, Halton Chittle as the lawyer. He had his own political advisor. And all of those understand the law, and they worked with him. But similarly, you know, people will say whatever they want about his time as the as the governor. But the reality is that Tito did not set up any policies. The governor implements the policies of the government of the day. When he took over, the rate of inflation was very, very high. And then the government set up an inflation target of between 3 and 6, or 6 and 3, as he preferred to have it. And I think through that, they were able to bring inflation, which is good for working people. But of course, sometimes in curbing inflation, it also means you've got rise in, you know, lending cost, borrowing cost. And for those of us who have credit, it becomes expensive. But for the ordinary men and women who really never had credit, it does not become an issue. So people can say anything they want about him and the inflation targeting. But the reality is that even today, the inflation targeting remains, because it's not Lesisa or Tito who determines it. It's the national government that set up those.
And he of course, he had a second stint as Minister of Finance with President Ramaphosa there. And he said, well, Mr. President, maybe I should take a break. He went and took his break. Just your take on that before we go to his more exciting times as the Duke of Makgowasloop.
No. I mean, you know, I think he, remember Tito's view was that, look, you must know when to leave the stage. And I think he had decided that, no, he's going to retire from politics, both even leaving the NEC of the ANC. However, when there was a problem with Ntlahlanene and all of that, President Ramaphosa asked him to come on board. And he went on board, but he always knew that, look, he's going in there temporarily. And in Tito's view, when I had a number of discussions with him, is that a finance minister is as good as the back from the president. So he got the backing of the president in terms of the various policies he was going to implement. But I think he did not see eye to eye, not only with the president, but with his colleagues on SAA. And not that is what made him want to resign, but he had already decided, look, I'll help you for the next 18 months, but I'm going to go out back into retirement. And I remember, you know, in one of our dinners, 8 months before he resigned, we sat down with him, and he said to me, you know, Bagashulowa, I'm planning to step down. I've given the president the issue, but the president has said I must stay on until he can decide on a replacement. And because I am not running away, I will stay on until he says he's ready to find somebody. But I need to go back into my retirement. And that's really what happened.
So Justice Malala says he mellowed into a charming, humble, thoughtful, and kinder older generation. Older gentleman. And so he's speaking here of the Tito we got to see, or the Mboweni we got to see on X, cooking a storm there, and so on.
Yes, but also I think it's because that's a fact that people don't know. But those who were with Tito in exile, and especially those who were with him in Luanda, they would know that when he arrived there, he chose to become more a cook than a combatant. So cooking is loved. My only view is that, look, yes, of course, he loved cooking, but it's not that he was the best cook. He was able to whip together anything you want. But I never believed that everything has to have tons of garlic, you know, a whole dozen onions,
and tomatoes.
Ginger.
Yeah.
The whole ZZ2 truck, and then the Letaba, River, you know. And I think, but for him, that's what he thought he would do. So it didn't matter whether it was tin fish, whether it was chicken or beef or lamb. For him, the Letaba River was his base.
What did he say when you told him, this is not how we cook?
No. I don't understand cooking. Even though
years before
he went to Makhuwa Sloof and settled and started to go back into cooking.
Yeah.
He used to come to my place in Constantia Sloof and say, "Hey Masele, I'm here. Nikombele nyama nabo saya huku." And sometimes he would arrive unannounced.
Yeah.
And we would not be there. And if we were there, I would say to him, "Masele, but you know, it's not that his hammer is shaking, and you must also phone when you're coming in." He would say, "No, in attendem long."
Yeah. He would say that.
He would say to me, "In attendem long." We never phone.
Yeah.
We just arrive, and when we arrive, you give us food. I said, "No, I agree. But you eat what is there. If you want nyamaya ukunawosa, you must play."
No. As you said, you've had a lunch. The most recent one was a few weeks ago, and there perhaps others preceding those. I wonder if you picked his brain on the current political climate as to what did he think.
Well, I didn't pick up his brain, but as you would see, if you check his ex on the 8th of, I think it's the of September, which is when we had our last lunch, he would have tweeted that we had a great lunch and we had a discussion about, the government of national unity, the form and content or lack thereof. And so whenever we had our lunches, obviously it was more friendship, but we also touch on politics. Spoke about his views on that. Look, yes, of course, he wishes the government of national unity to work, but that in his view, it is not a government of national unity in the true sense, because this is how he understands the government of national unity. And I say to him, yes, you may be right, but you're focusing more on form rather than on content. Let's look at the content of the GNU and say, do we agree on their economic policy, trade and industry, and all of those issues? And we agree that, look, at that level, it is possible that given proper support, they'll be able to move forward. But unfortunately, I didn't know that that was our last lunch.
Yeah. So I wonder how he described this. Was he retired or semi-retired? I understand he was sitting in one board or still was busy with other engagements.
I think like me, he was a man of leisure, which means you are retired, but you do a few work here and there because you still have to feed yourself, feed the family, or, keep the wolf out of the door, as they say.
Well, no, thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you. And condolences for having lost your myself.
No, you can feel myself. I mean, the family.
Yeah, you go, we can still listen.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.